We are happy and pleased to have in the studio with us the mayor of Mountain Home, Hillary Adams, and Heather Loftus, of course, coming in here hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy. He was too. Coming in hot on two wheels.
He was. He was on two wheels as he came in the parking lot, and she came running down the stairs. So
now, I was on the phone, and I said, listen, I got to go. I'm going to hang up on you. I'm not being rude, but I've really got to interview the mayor of Mountain Home on the radio. You can turn on the radio to see.
She was saying it as she walked in. Yeah, I'm not lying to you. And she is interviewing the mayor, and go ahead, take it away, please.
Mayor, what's going on in the city of Mountain Home these days? Or what's not going on? Should that be the question?
There's plenty going on. You know, you hear me say this all the time, we're very blessed to be where we're at and have so many things going on. Not only, you know, that's something the city's involved in, but people investing in the community, bringing new, you know, whatever that could be, restaurants or things like that to town. And then just what the community is doing event-wise, you know, anything from the art walk at the school to, you know, new trail stuff. We found out last week that we didn't get them here this year, but, you know, 3 years in a row we had a NACA mountain bike race here. Mm-hmm. And it was very unusual for them to go to a town the second year in a row. They had never done it three in a row, and we managed to pull that off. They're coming back next year.
Fantastic.
In August. So pretty excited to see that.
What's the trail that they ride for that?
They ride out there at Calista Willette.
I was like, can we send them out Push Mountain Road? Show them what a real bike trail's like?
Well, you know, these are high school kids, and these are starters. Some of them could probably ride that out there, but just to get something like that in town and for them to come back and already be committed. In fact, we had some groups here this week that we're looking at about doing some rehab on what we've used out there in the past, how to grow that trail some, and, you know, make it a little bit more interesting, challenging, so that they see something new when they come back next year. So,
you know, you and I have talked so many different times and so many different conversations about the lack of indoor space in this town when it comes to different activities and events, and especially our kids. I was out walking at the ASU Trail over the weekend, and the community center is really starting to take shape.
You're going to see a whole lot more happen after probably you'll see another major milestone next week. We basically on the gymnasium have all the red iron up on that building. They liked a little bit yesterday on the front entryway. They're putting a roof on it now. They're laying block. I counted yesterday, Heather, 8 different trades doing work out there. That, you know, the city crew, the block layers, the roofers, the plumbers, electricians, heat and air. We started digging yesterday the outdoor pool that contractor did. We've got the roof going on the gym, block going up. And if not today, no later than Monday, you'll see steel going up on the community center. There were 2 more loads of that steel due here today. And when they start putting that up, that's that metal structure. You're going to be blown away by what you'll see. And then we're supposed to pour, I think it's possibly tomorrow, Friday, the competition pool on the inside. So it's ready to be poured. I think tomorrow is the day they're scheduled to do that. So a lot of activity going out there. It's moving real fast.
I was out and about last night driving the streets, and I saw some of your crews out there on Cardinal. Y'all got a big major project that's going to happen there on 5 South, right?
We do, and what you probably saw last night.
They were in trucks, bucket trucks. Cable?
Those were contractors that were here. You know, we've been real lucky, and we had a little minor accident down there yesterday. It involved some dirt and some slippage in a ditch. Our guys were laying water lines, and it snapped a pole guy wire down there. Mm-hmm. So what you saw last night was a company that was here in town, and they're still here this morning. You know, when you drive right there from about Bryan Street and Bing down towards East Side Baptist Church, there's some real heavy cable on some of those poles. It was on the ground yesterday just because of a little accident that happened down there. So,
but they are going to widen that street.
They are going to widen
that. That's not a U project,
that,
correct?
No, that's a project that the highway department is supposed to let the bid on that bridge here on Hicks Creek sometime in 25, we understand. And then they'll start replacing the bridge here at Hicks Creek. And then we'll be widening 9th Street to three lanes with sidewalks and underground drainage from the sheriff's office to the bypass.
That's going to be an undertaking.
That's going to be amazing.
Trying to be positive here.
That's going to be, you know.
It's going to be well needed. It's well needed, those sidewalks, because you're connecting schools there. So.
And, you know, remember the city did that work on College Street many years ago, mm-hmm. and that was a major undertaking. But then that'll be our street, and we'll own it, and we'll maintain it, and we'll keep it up in the future down there. And that's a partnership we're doing with RDOT. That I think it's going to be, if they get that bridge bid out next spring, like they're telling us, you'll see a lot of work happening down there by the end of 25 and 26. It'll really crank up.
Of course, we've got our political forums co-hosted by Raps Bear and Brewery, H&R Block, and KTLO on Monday night. You're going to be out of town, I know, but you'll have potential city council members talking about the different opportunities and issues facing the city. Is there anything you want to hear or look forward to seeing from that event?
No, Heather, I just hope that, you know, we got to keep, I want everybody to keep in mind this is local politics. This is not some of the stuff that we see and we hear about up in Washington and those type places.
We work
together good here locally, and you know, we won't keep it that way. This is not you know, local races are nonpartisan, and we won't keep it that way because it makes things go a lot better. And I really think maybe our country would be a lot better off if they were nonpartisan as well, you know, and we just chose the best people that we thought could do the best job for our community, our state, and our country, regardless of what they have in front of their name.
Well, I see you at Arctoberfest this weekend.
You'll probably see me. We've got, you know, last year that was a great big day for us at the store down there, the wife's store, so you'll probably see me doubling up and helping there at the store and with Arctoberfest some. That's been a great event, and it supports that Backpack for Kids mm-hmm. program, and that's really been a huge event for Backpack for Kids. So come out, help support that program and what they do in this community.
I'll buy you a pretzel necklace.
There'll be lots of pretzels down there this weekend right there. But Raps does a great job with that. Not just Raps, but all the other people that are involved in that and putting that on.
Come by Bomber Stadium before you head down to the square. Bomber Youth Football will be at home this weekend.
Bomber Youth Football.
West Plains is coming to Tenton.
I've been hearing a lot about that. And, you know, I think the Bombers have a big game this Friday night.
A little bit of a big game.
I'll be in Perigo Friday, tomorrow. I've got an event down there tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night. I've been committed to for quite a while. But, you know, we'd sure like to see them Bombers go 5-0 down there tomorrow.
Maybe
night.
We can talk to the Boom Brothers and get you as one of our live call-in updates and interview during the game.
If they'd like to do that, I'll be available somewhere between Greene County and here.
Heather, did you hear him say he's going to have to work on Saturday?
I don't think
I'm going to check with his wife.
I've seen him. There's a bench right outside that store that I drove by it the other night, and you were just sitting there, so I just stopped, and Zane and I just stopped and chatted with you for a little bit.
You learn a lot about the community and what's happening around here from that bench. But, you know, we'll be doing a lemonade stand down there. We did that last year as part of Oktoberfest, and not everybody down there, or maybe at some point in time they need to switch from the beer to something else. So we'll have that lemonade stand going down there. And, you know, that was a huge hit last year with the kids down there. And so we're looking forward to doing that again.
See you Saturday.
All right.
See everybody Saturday at Arctoberfest. I thank you, Heather. I thank you, Mayor. That is going to be a fun day.